Good morning. It's 6:43, Brock Hunter.
Here we go. Good song for Friday.
Yeah. All right, we got to get right to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Find out more, special-light.com. All right, we're getting real philosophical on the Plan B Morning Show this morning because I saw this post. I think it was on Reddit. I'm like, that's a good question. So
it's interesting.
You get a choice. You can rewind to 18 years old or get $100,000 right now. Which one do you pick and why? And then I saw someone redo it with $1 million. And the $1 million, I think, makes it too easy. It does.
I see where you're coming from.
Okay, so what we need to establish, Hunter, and I guess for you and I, do you get to retain your memories when you go back to 18? Because if that's the case, it almost makes it too easy because you're like, okay, I remember everything. I can redo this stuff, and I can also make myself a bunch of money. I think we make it where you don't retain your memories, all right? Here we are, bing, bang, boom. Someone comes down and says, all right.
You're back to 18. You don't remember anything.
Nothing. You're just right there. You're just right there. For me, and I maybe you'll disagree, I'm taking the $100,000. And I'm fortunate enough to say it's because I really love where I'm at in life. You know, got a great family, new daughter, got a job I love. $100,000 for me would be life-changing right now. I mean, that's paying off a mortgage. That's, you know, taking care of any debt I have settling right now. That's a lot. 18-year-old Brock, he was kind of an idiot. You know what I mean? So he did some dumb things. And why not just enjoy the time I have now?
Mm-hmm. See, I kind of see where you're coming from. But, dude, you cannot replace life with money. You go back to 18, you get a bunch of years to make that $100,000 again.
I don't know, though. You don't know. I think that's what's always hard about these philosophical questions on, like, would you do this? Would you do that? You know, because if you don't know, then you don't know that you've already lived this far. You don't know that you're this farther in life or you came back. You don't know that Microsoft is going to be, but you don't know Amazon is, you know what I mean? Like, it's different.
But you still get more opportunity to make it back somehow, some way, even though you don't know anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, for me, like there's no price on life.
Yeah.
You can't, it's the most precious thing in the entire world.
But that $100,000 can make your current life even better.
Just a little bit. I mean, $100,000.
$100,000, dude, that's a life-changing amount of money.
It is. It's a lot of money, but come on.
You're not going to be able to retire tomorrow and you know, buy a house in Jamaica and lay on the beach, but you could pay off a bunch of stuff. I think I'm taking the 100 G's.
Like, dude, what if you took the 100 G's and you died in, like, 2 years? You're like, damn it, I should have died.
Or you go back to 18 and die in a month.
That's true.
Think about
that. At least you're 18 and young.
You're 18, you got that tight 18-year-old body. What do you say?
Right.
You know, looking hot.
I'm going back to 18 because that's when Country Grammar came out.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah, nice. Okay, good year. Good year for that. Right. I just don't know. I think if you go back to 18 and you knew, that's probably a no-brainer. Like, yeah, okay, you know. But then, think about this. Think about this, though. You go back to 18 knowing everything you know now. Do you still end up with the same person? Do you still make those choices to get where you're at today?
I mean, probably not. Your paths don't cross. Nothing's the same.
No, you don't live the exact same life. You know, though, but you know where you need to be. Like, you remember where you met your wife, right? You remember where you two met for the first time, right?
So you're saying if you retain the memories.
So that's, yeah, exactly. Let's say you retain the memories. It's a no-brainer. But do you go back then, though, and do everything the same? Because then it kind of defeats the purpose. Maybe a few things differently, but Hunter, let's just be completely Let's be completely honest with ourselves, okay? We both love our wives, but if you could go back, make yourself a millionaire, get some hot supermodel wife, I mean, do we do that?
No hot supermodel girlfriend back then. I don't think I'm going to do it if I go back to 18.
It's going to end up being exactly the same.
Exactly the same, man.
You know, you have all the future's knowledge and you still do things exactly the same.
Right. I just got lucky and stumbled upon a beautiful hot wife that decided to
spend some time
with me. So
radio,
maybe I don't go back. Maybe I don't want to mess this up.
You fell ass backwards into this too. You know what I mean? You could end up working at some corporate boring ass desk job. You know what I mean?
It's very true. So now here's another question. So when we go back to 18, is it you know, was it that year you were 18 or is it 2021 and you're 18 years old?
Oh, damn. That's another good question right there. I see this. There's too many ground rules we didn't set up for this.
Because, dude, back 18 back then, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Times were great back then.
We could still do spring break without masks. You know what I mean? So,
you know,
I mean, we're still going to get herpes, but it's at least we don't get coronavirus. That's good.
You know what's sad is you're going to take that $100,000, Brock, and they're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. It's really only like $63,000 after taxes.
Yeah, after taxes. Damn it, man.
What? No.
This effing genie sucks, man. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We're going to get some answers here. Get deep. You can either go back to 18 years old or get $100,000 right now. Which one you picking and why? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
On Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, apparently Hunter and I hit the bong this morning. Jesus.
Man, this topic really set some conversation off, huh?
Hunter and I are off air like, but man, think about this, man.
Man,
so what if you do this? You take your break. Anyway. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. You get a choice. You can either rewind to 18 years old or get $100,000 right now. What are you picking?
Better be cash. Better be cash.
Catherine, yeah, it better be cash, and it better be under the table. I'm not paying taxes on this, man. Catherine said $100,000 now, pay off our car and down payment on a house closer to my stepkids so you can improve your quality of life now. Cynthia said, take the cash.
Wow, really?
Blake said, take the cash. Here.
How old are these people?
Daniel said, 18 for sure for myself. One thing about life, you can always make more money. You can't make more time. That is a good point.
It's a bottom line right there.
Yeah. I think for the sake of the conversation, so we can get a little bit more, you know, into it, is if you retain your memories, that's the would you take 18 if you retain the memories you have now, you know?
I mean, dude, they're giving away money now.
Yeah. That's true. At this point, they're giving it to you.
Yeah. You gotta take the youthness.
You know what I'm kind of noticing on here? More women are saying, take the money. More guys are saying, go back to 18.
Oh, you gold digging. Oh, that pisses me off.
Well, no, I think as guys mature, though, we kind of revert back to, not that we don't enjoy our lives. Don't get me wrong. I got a beautiful baby girl and I got an amazing wife. But let's be honest. See, because when guys are younger, it's Xanadu. We just get to go crazy. I think women have to mature faster in that sense. You know what I mean? Or they do. Guys, when they're 18, man, dude, we're full of testosterone. We're chasing tail. We get to just go horse around. You know what I mean? I think maybe it's a youth thing.
I think chicks just love money. I think that's an easy way to put it.
I think
my way is a lot simpler.
It's interesting, yeah, because I'm looking at a lot of this. Derek said 18. However, Lee said she'd take the money. Taylor said he would rewind to 18. Carrie said she's taking the $100,000.
Wow. Ladies.
Yep.
You can make that money. You get to go back to to the greatest days of your life. Oh, I don't know. It bothers me a little bit.
Boy, I don't know. Like, I think even if I knew... And people may say that even if I knew, like if I carried over, because I think everything happened for a reason and the way everything played out. I mean, sure, there's things I would do differently. There's cringy moments. But where I'm at now is such a good spot that it's like.
Yeah, but if you don't retain memories, you don't know that.
No, but I'm saying, though, but I think for this conversation, we should say you retain your memories. Because it's just otherwise, I mean, I don't think anyone would really want to choose to go back. Because you don't know. That's the thing. You wouldn't know that you went back. You wouldn't know that you went through all that crap. You could go back to 18 and relive a crappy...
See either way, though. Like, if you retain memories, now I'm like, all right, I remember when I effed up here. Let's avoid that situation. I'm just going to make my life better,
I guess,
which is going to make me more than $100,000.
That's what I'm saying. We got to be real with ourselves, Hunter. Are we actually going to fix what? Because here's what we might fall into is like, oh, we got all the time in the world now. I'll get to that later. I'll get to my life change. And then once again, we're back up to 35. We're like, damn it. We screwed it up, man.
Fast.
We did everything the same. I'm still broke.
Damn.
I'm still broke telling fart jokes on air, for God's sakes, man.
You know what I want to see? I want to see that, like, the 90-year-old guy that's like, yeah, I'm going to take the money.
Yeah, I'm going
like,
to take the money.
You know?
You know, money.
I'm going to take that money, go right to the strip club, right to the.
Actually, you know what? You're 90 years old yet. You know what? I'm going to go get a couple hookers and some good cocaine, and I'm just going to ride this bad boy out, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going out like my grandpa went out, okay, with hookers and cocaine. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. It's WIRX.